Hi, this is a dictation for Christian Reyes, CHRISTINEREYES. Date of service is 8-10-2022. Date of accident 11-9-2020. Date of birth 10-2-1972. The patient, Christian Reyes, is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 11-9-2022, where she rear-ended at an intersection light, and she was rear-ended, and it caused her headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right arm involving all the five fingers, and weakness of the upper arm. Occasional radiation of the left leg was also reported later. Some pain in both knees and elbow was also reported. The patient underwent extensive physical therapy, which did not relieve her symptoms. She was found to have a multi-loculated fluid in the subacromial bursa and AC joint hypertrophy, capsular hypertrophy. She was found to have a disc herniation at C3-4 and C5-6 and bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7, for which she recently had a surgical intervention and a fusion was done at C5-6 level. In the lumbar region, she has a herniated disc at L4, L5, and also at L5 S1, she has a grade 2 anterior listhesis, which is severe reduction in the intervertebral disc height, and broad-based anterior-posterior herniations, along with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, compressing the thecal sac and causing mild right and moderate left neural foramen narrowing. Also, there was a bulging disc at L3-4. The patient received several epidural injections that brought her significant relief. However, now she does not have any numbness or tingling or weakness of the left arm as was reported before. Regarding the lower back, a planning is being done to undergo for surgery soon in a month's time. And however, her pain is still worse and she requests another epidural injection to bring her reasonable relief at the request of her spine doctor, Dr. Ramakrishna. Patient also received three series of sacroiliac joint injection that has resolved her pain. Shoulder pain is also improved, and the only issue left is the lower back pain. The pain is reported to be around 5. The knee pain is also resolving slowly, and no surgical options is considered. Her elbow pain is also improving slowly, and she had epicondylitis, and ADLs are not gravely affected. The relief is 70% overall in her symptoms, and the ADLs that are affected are as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are all affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient continues to suffer from a double vision and difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, panic, but however, there is no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance. No history of any fainting, blackout, seizures. No history of any fatigue, tension, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation is reported, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in both knees and lower back, mid back, and neck, as well as neck stiffness a little bit, and with decreased range of motion of the shoulders. Moderate difficulty walking is reported. However, patient is able to walk without any adaptive devices. In the GI, there is nausea and there is constipation, but patient denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. None of them. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse patient is reported. Using marijuana for help with the pain, Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 191 over 111. Pulse is 104. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examinations came from previous visitor 7-12-2022, dictation number 0712-048, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is reported no radiation of pain in the left arm and no radiation of pain in the arms or the legs is reported. So apparently she is improving. Pain in the elbow has been chronic, but it is improving with the medication. So is the pain in the knee. She is advised to continue her braces and physical therapy has not been going on at this time. And other than that, the patient is stable. She is seeing Dr. Ramakrishna for further instructions regarding oncoming surgery for the LS spine, which is perfectly fine. And that will be the end of dictation. We'll do one lumbar epidural steroid injection today, final injection. Thank you.